today is too, I believe.
Talking while you just mentioned that, sweet potatoes. Have you ever heard people around here call sweet potatoes by any other name?
Yams.
Call them yams.
Yams,
uh-huh.
What? Yams.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we left off last time talking about land. I wanted to ask you what you would call yourself doing if you wanted to put a piece of land that was covered with water to cultivation. What would you have to do to the land?
To drain it, I guess. Drain the land.
What do people call those things that they dig to carry off the water?
A ditch?
Call them ditches. What about, what do you call bits of fresh water flowing along around here?
Creek? If it's very big, creek.
Is there anything smaller than a creek?
Branch.
Yeah, branch. Creek, branch.
Is that as small as it gets as far as flowing water?
I think so.
Are there any particular names for any creeks around here that you know of?
Oh yeah, we've got lots of creeks around here. We've got Lee's Creek. That's a pretty big creek out here by Van Buren. Mill Creek.
What about, you might see a place that's been dug out in the land, maybe out in the forest somewhere, by flowing water that grow gradually, eat away at the land until, say, it's about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. What would you call a place like that?
I don't know. I don't know what you mean. Where it's just washed out.
Mm-hmm. Or the same thing might be, you know, the result of a very heavy rainfall. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Would you call something like that a gully? Is that used around here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a gully.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about ravine? Do people use that?
Yeah, ravine too, but that's usually larger, you know, like a great big, you know.
Mm-hmm. But ravine. Still something that was washed out. Well, what about what would you call a small elevation in the land? You say you're going up a little
knoll or rise or hill.
Mm-hmm. What about that thing right there on the door that you have to turn to open the door? You call that a
knob?
Now, do people around here ever call a hill a knob?
Mm-mm. Not that I know of.
Haven't heard that.
Mm-mm.
But let's say in the northwestern part of Arkansas or in eastern Tennessee, you get not in the hills but regular
knobs
or
mountains. Mm-hmm. Mountains. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what people call that steep rocky edge of a mountain that drops off real sharp?
Ledge.
Rocky ledge, I guess.
Ledge.
There's one right over here at Van Buren on Mount Vista. Ooh, it's a big drop. People have fallen off there and cars and killed. And, you can see it. You can see it when you're going to Van Buren. It's a great big rock hill up here. And it's called Mount Vista. And you can see it if you know to look for it, you know, when you're going on the highway.
Have you ever heard people call a place like that a cliff?
Oh, yeah, cliff.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard any names for a low place in the mountains where a road might go across?
Yeah.
You all want to see the classic? Just take a look at that.
See what?
Look, I want you to see how hard we work.
Yeah. Smell better.
Oh, boy.
Government's paying them. Well, let's see. I think I know what you mean.